Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you know, there's a lot of trends and fads going on in the fitness world, and some are trends and some are fads. And we've talked about the difference on this show before, but one thing that seems to be kind of hanging around is hot yoga. You've heard about yoga, but what is hot yoga? Does that mean y'all just dress in really cool clothes? Well, not so much. My guest is Dr. Michelle Olson. She's a professor of exercise physiology in the Department of Physical Education at Auburn University in Montgomery. Welcome to the show, Dr. Olson. Hot yoga. My sister does it. I'm not sure I love it. Please explain to the listeners what it is, what it's supposed to, the intention of it is, and whether or not you really feel it's a great way to do yoga or work out.
Right. I mean, really excellent question. Yoga has become more popular. More and more people are doing yoga. There's so many different styles of yoga, whether you're doing it in a hot room, a hot yoga room, or not. So there can get to be, you know, a lot of confusion about which style. Should I be hot? Should it be a cool room? You know, what is going on? Hot yoga has, you know, really been popular, and I think that at kind of a superficial level, people who maybe have not done it before and they hear about it might have the idea that, well, if I do an activity like yoga in a really warm temperature and I'm sweating buckets and I can feel my heart rate really elevated and I can feel that my blood pressure is elevated, then I'm probably doubling my effort. You know, if I'm sweating more and really, you know, my body temperature is raised, I'm probably, you know, burning a lot more calories than like doing yoga in a regular environment, just normal kind of, you know, 70 degree temperature. Or if, you know, out walking on the treadmill or walking outdoors when it's 70 degrees, you know, if I go inside and I'm posing and stretching and just sweating buckets, then, you know, there's probably something really extra special going on with burning extra calories.
But is there?
Yeah, and that's kind of the superficial take that we don't want consumers to get confused about, because you are not.
Okay, so they're not burning more calories.
No, you're not burning more calories, and I think that's a good myth to check off, you know, to maybe move on and discuss. You know, now, if you're not burning extra calories, which is what a lot of people are after, why would you want to do it?
Now, some people, I've heard Dr. Olson, are saying for toxic, you know, to clear their bodies of toxic chemicals, to detoxify, to do, you know, and because it also can make them more limber if you're that much hotter and you can do the yoga positions just a little bit better. So what those two?
Yeah, well, let's start with the, you know, the extra sweating and cleansing and, you know, perspiring out extra toxins and really cleansing. Sweat is actually a poor way of releasing toxins. The toxins are primarily handled by your liver and your kidneys and some other organs. So if you have any toxins in your system that your body must get rid of for whatever reason, your liver is going to manage that and handle that. And the process of sweating is not designed really to rid you of toxins. So I don't mean to just blow away everybody's parade here, but doing anything in a hot room like hot yoga, if the idea is that you think you're going to sweat out extra toxins and cleanse yourself, again, that's a myth. That's a myth.
Okay, and now, what about the being able to be warm? Because, you know, warming up, everybody hears about that before you exercise. And certainly yoga is done, you know, a little bit easier if you're good and limber and feeling warm. So what about that for the heat?
Right. Now, absolutely. On the side of, and kind of on a continuum, I think, of, you know, is it easier to stretch and move in and out of various yoga poses if your core body temperature has been raised somewhat and your heart rate's elevated and your blood is flowing so that you're getting a lot of oxygen and warmth to the connective tissues around the joints? You know, absolutely, exercises that involve a lot of range of motion like yoga tend to be easier to do, tend to be easier for us to maneuver around with greater range of motion if your body is warmed up properly. Doing yoga in a very cold room where it's just hard to keep your core body temperature elevated to, you know, an appropriate level can be quite uncomfortable because of the amount of stretching involved. Now, does the room need to be, 120 degrees in order for your body to be sufficiently warm where you move more efficiently? Well, it probably doesn't need to be that hot. And for some individuals who might have hypertension, might have heart disease or even unknown heart disease, who are fine walking outside in the regular temperature, might experience some kind of adverse event when you're sweating and in, you know, 120 degree environment for an hour. So it's not for everybody. And I think that's kind of the side I need to weigh in on. Certainly there are other healthy people who are very good at yoga, practice it a lot, can tolerate the higher temperatures without getting dehydrated. You know, I don't want to be the voice of saying it's not an appropriate way to go. Everybody should quit doing that, because I do think things are on a continuum. But does it have to be as hot as a hot yoga room can be for your muscles to be more extensible? Probably not.
Okay,
is it better
what
to be warm? Yes, I think it's better to be warm and warmed up.
So what are the benefits? I mean, we don't have a whole lot of time left, Dr. Olson, but what are the benefits to hot yoga? Why is everybody doing it?
I think that people who do yoga a lot and really like the feeling of warmth, the feeling of sweat, just enjoy that whole process. As to anything that's truly been scientifically measured, that ranks it above regular yoga practice in a typical regular environment, there really isn't any evidence that you're getting anything all that much extra. But think if a person likes it and they can tolerate it and it's going to encourage them to keep up their yoga practice, it's motivating, it's something new, they don't have problems in the hot environment, you know, it may be a way to inspire you and help you to do some poses you weren't able to do because of how warm you get. So, you know, we can look at this in a, you know, very positive way. But a lot of the myths, unfortunately, that get assigned to hot yoga are, in fact, myths. And I think it's important to, you know, to know the myths from the facts so you can make your choices with the best amount of information you have.
Okay, so in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Olson, wrap up hot yoga for us. You've busted up a few myths for us. Give us sort of your best advice about hot yoga.
I think if you've been practicing yoga quite a bit and you tolerate the heat well, you know, you're fairly conditioned, you don't have any, you know, known heart problems or blood pressure problems, it might be something that, you know, could be interesting to try. If you tolerate it well and you're going to, you know, you're going to keep up with it and it just inspires you to you know, try a different class, I think that's fine. But you need to be in good health. You need to make sure you're checked out by your doctor. And you need to know the myths from the facts.
And that is certainly the truth. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.